Stay tuned. Now and Then is coming right up. Support comes from listeners. And from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com. And from the Western Supper Club and Inn in Callicoon, New York, dinner and cocktails from 4 to 10 p.m. Thursday through Sunday, westerncallicoon.com. I'm Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. On today's program, featuring some of my favorite singer-songwriters, we're going to be listening to the music of 10 strong women. The American singer-songwriter Judy Collins was born on May the 1st in 1939. And the 10 women that we'll be listening to in today's program, she is the oldest one. We're going to be listening to these artists in order of the date that the music was released. So we'll be jumping around from young to older here on today's program. So Judy Collins, an American-born singer-songwriter, she was always really known for the exquisite beauty of her voice. Just like spun silk, Judy can sing a melody like nobody else. And she was very instrumental in introducing the world to the music of songwriters like Leonard Cohen. She was the first one to record one of Joni Mitchell's songs. She recorded Both Sides Now, and she had a hit with that song before Joni had even recorded her first album. Judy Collins has had a lifetime career, is still very active and performing. The song I wanted to play today is one of her own compositions. She has written some songs. Every single one of her albums, it doesn't always include one of her own songs. But on the album that she released in 1968, the album is titled Who Knows Where the Time Goes, and the song is called My Father. And not only does Judy, you know, write the music and the lyrics, but she's also accompanying herself. She had studied classical piano. So we'll be hearing Judy Collins, My Father. And then after that, we're going to hear a British singer-songwriter by the name of Sandy Denny. Now, Sandy Denny happened to actually be the songwriter of the song that Judy Collins named her album for, Who Knows Where the Time Goes. That Judy Collins album is actually a song written by Sandy Denny. So I thought it'd be nice to hear these two women back-to-back. Sandy Denny has one of the most powerful and expressive voices that I have ever heard. Unfortunately, she died when she was only 31 years old, born in 1947, and she had an accident. She fell down the stairs at her parents' house and passed away in 1978 at 31 years old. Sandy Denny was instrumental in the development of what we call folk rock. In the British Isles, she was the lead singer in a band called Fairport Convention. And when she left that band, she formed another band called Fotheringay. And they only released one album in 1970. And we're going to be listening to a song from that Fotheringay album, Sandy Denny's composition, with her singing lead and playing the guitar. The song is called Nothing More. Let's start with Judy Collins.
My father always promised us that we would live I would learn to dance. We lived in Ohio then. He worked in the mines. On his dreams like boats we knew we'd sail. My sisters soon were gone to Denver and Cheyenne, marrying their grown-up dreams, the lilacs and the man. I stayed behind the youngest of my father's dreams faded without a sound. And I live in Paris now, my children dance and dream.
Sandy Denny. That is from the album called Father and Gay, released in 1970. And a couple of years prior to that, Judy Collins released Who Knows Where the Time Goes in 1968. And we heard her original composition, My Father. I'm Kathy Geary. You're listening to Now and Then. And on today's program, we're listening to the music of 10 strong women. So, have you listened to my show before? You probably have. Here we are on a Saturday afternoon. Where else would you be? So, if you have heard me before, then it's very unlikely that you have never heard me play Joni Mitchell, because I play Joni Mitchell quite often. She is, for me, one of the most influential musicians. Not just because of the beauty of her voice. And one of the things that draws me to all of the women singing today is their expressiveness and their ability as singers. But Joni Mitchell transcends the ability of a poet, of a composer, in a way that few singer-songwriters in my lifetime have ever touched. So there's a glowing testament to how I feel about the work of Joni Mitchell. In 1972, she releases For the Roses. We're going to be hearing her song, Let the Wind Carry Me. Joni's a Canadian, born in 1943, November 7th, 1943. And it was very unusual for Joni to cover other people's songs. She was such a prolific songwriter. And Joni was just a couple of years older than Joan Baez. I mean, a couple of years younger than Joan Baez, excuse me. She was born in 43, and Joan Baez was born in 1941 in January. And Joan has a lower voice than either Judy or Joni or Sandy, the women that we've heard so far. Joan Baez has a rounder, lower voice. Although she has a very high range, she has a different color to her voice. She's got a really certain vibrato going on. And Joan really, you know, her involvement with Bob Dylan and her recording of so many of his songs and her development of the traditional folk songs, it was very unusual for Joan Baez to write and record her own original composition. So there's one song that she wrote, the title track to her album released in 1975 called Diamonds and Rust. So we'll start with Joni Mitchell's from 1972. The song is Let the Wind Carry Me. And then we'll hear Joan Baez's Diamonds in Rust, a song written about and to Bob Dylan. Let's start with Joni.
Well, I'll be damned. Here comes your ghost again. But that's not unusual. It's just that the moon is full and you happen to call. And here I sit, and on the telephone, hearing a voice I'd known a couple of light years ago, heading straight for a fall. As I remember, your eyes were bluer than robin's eggs. My poetry was lousy, you said. Where are you calling from? A booth in the Midwest. 10 years ago, I bought you some cufflinks. You brought me something memories can bring. They bring diamonds and rust. Will you burst on the scene? Yes, the girl on the half shell could keep you unharmed. Now I see you standing with brown leaves falling all around and snow in your hair. Now you're smiling out the window of that crummy hotel over Washington Square. Our breath comes out white clouds mingles and hangs. Another word for it. You were so good with words and at keeping things vague. Cause I need some of that vagueness now. It's all come back too clearly. Yes, I loved you dearly. And if you're offering me diamonds and rust, I've already paid.
From 1975, that's Joan Baez with the title track to Diamonds and Rust. An interesting metaphor for a combination of love and bitterness. Yes. And right before that, Joni Mitchell's song, Let the Wind Carry Me. I'm a wild seed again. Let the wind carry me. From 1972, For the Roses. So today's program, we're listening to the music of 10 strong women, and we're moving right along through the years. We're going to jump forward to the 90s. In 1993, you know, Madonna had such a big career that she formed her own record label, a label called Maverick Records. and she went out in search of artists. And she found an incredibly talented woman, Michelle Ndege Ocello, another American. Now, Michelle Ndege Ocello began her career as an incredibly gifted bass player. We are talking funk and groove that you normally only associate with a man. Michelle Ndege Ocello released her debut album on Maverick Records in 1993, singing her own compositions. I think her very first introduction to the public was a song that she did with John Mellencamp, Wild Nights Are Calling. That was Michelle Ndege Ocello singing and playing bass on that album. But in 1993, she releases, like I said, her debut record, Plantation Lullabies. So we'll listen to her song, I'm Digging You Like an Old Soul Record. So a couple of years after that, 1993, Plantation Lullabies. 1997, another singer, an American singer-songwriter born in Dallas, Texas. On February 26, 1971, Erykah Badu. And she releases her album called Baduism. And we'll be listening to her sing the song called Apple Tree. It's interesting, when I looked back at Baduism, and I hadn't heard it in several years, I discovered that a lot of the tracks on the album were recorded with the Roots, and some of the songs were written between Erykah Badu and Questlove. So that was a wonderful connection. I do love the Roots so much. So let's listen to these two women from the 90s. We'll start with Michelle Ndege Ocello. And then we'll hear Erykah Badu.
Sit back, relax, and listen to the 8-track. Dig it like an old soul record.
Yes, I'm digging you. I dig it like an old soul record.
Sit back, relax, and listen to the 8-track. I dig it like an old soul record. Remember back in the day when everyone was black and conscious, down for the struggle. Love brought us all together. Sit back and talk, cultivating a positive vibe. Blue lights in the basement. Freedom was at hand and you could just taste it. It was so cool.
Digging on me, digging on you.
Brothers were saying,
ain't no woman like the one I got, baby, baby.
Yes, I'm digging you.
I dig it like an old soul record.
Yeah. Just sit back, relax, and listen to the 8-track. I dig it like an old soul record. Now, brothers facing, run up on the beat down cops that be chasing. I'm running out of time, I'm running out of patience in this war of the conscious mind. I need some black on black, oh baby. So grind for the change of time. Switching sway to the soulful sound.
gotta get up, you gotta get down.
It's a good feeling. You give me a feeling, should you, yes, you do.
Yes, I'm digging you.
I take it like I know so regular.
Yes, I'm digging you. Relax, I listen to the 8-track. I dig it like an old soul record. Just sit back, relax, and listen to the 8-track. I dig it like an old soul record. Yes, I do, yes, I do. Yes, I'm digging you.
I dig it like an old soul record.
Yes, I'm digging you.
To all of the Creator's righteous children. I have some food in my bag for you. Not that edible food, the food you eat. No, I have some food for thought. Since knowledge is infinite, it has infinitely fell on me. So, it was a stormy night. You know the kind where the lightning strikes. And I was hanging out with some of my artsy friends. Ooh, you, you. The night was long. Cooling out through the break of dawn. Incense was burning, so I'm feeling right. I see, I pick my friends like I pick my fruit. And Gany told me that when I was only a youth, I don't walk around trying to be what I'm not. I don't waste my time trying to get what you got. I work at pleasing me, cause I can't please you. And that's why I do what I do. I'm so flash free like a willow tree. Do we, do we, do we?
Just don't want.
Erykah Badu. The song is called Apple Tree from her album called Baduism, released in 1997. That was her debut album. And Michel Ndegeocello, Erykah Badu, they're born just a couple of years apart. Michel Ndegeocello born in August of 1968 and Erykah Badu born in February of 1971. And the tracks we just heard from both of those musicians were from their debut albums. We started that set with Digging You Like an Old Soul Record. Yeah. I'm Kathy Geary. You're listening to Now and Then. And on today's program, we're listening to 10 strong women. And this by is no comprehensive list. This is the singers that I really want to hear today. And for one reason or another, each of them have staked out a very individual identity as a musician. So we're gonna come forward now. We're gonna jump another decade, and we're gonna come right into the now section of Now and Then. In 2011, that would be 2011, Stevie Nicks released a solo album called In Your Dreams. Stevie Nicks lives in Los Angeles, and she, Fleetwood Mac, started out in England. Mick Fleetwood is the drummer. And they were basically a guy band. It's all guys. And they were playing blues. And they were pretty much down and dirty guys, blues, kind of rough. And John McVie was dating Christine Perfect. And then they got married. And then she joins the band. And Christine McVie became the first woman in the band, and she kind of changed the direction of their music. And then Mick Fleetwood is out in Los Angeles, and he invites Lindsey Buckingham to join the band because he's looking for a new lead guitar player. And Lindsey Buckingham says, well, I'll join the band on one condition, that my girlfriend Stevie joins with me. So Fleetwood Mac welcomed two women, Christine Perfect, Christine McVie, and Stevie Nicks. And that was like the secret ingredient that launched them into international fame. Stevie Nicks has a very unique voice. I love her poetry. We're going to hear her song called For What It's Worth. Stevie Nicks from In Your Dreams.
Be a part of a great romance, still forbidden, still outrageous. Only a few around us knew, but no one said a word. It was contagious. Looked out the windows, we watched the cars fly by. I look at you and I start to cry. What you did was saved my life, I won't forget it. You said even if I left my girlfriend, packed up my stuff, loaded up my car, drove down to your house with good intentions, came through your door, for what it's worth. To love, I rode the rails. You came with me because you cared. I was broken, I was scared. You held my hands and took away my fear. We knew it couldn't last, and that was hard. We looked out the windows, we watched the cars fly by. I look at you and I start to cry. What you did was you saved my life, I won't forget it. You said even if I left my girlfriend, packed up my stuff, no emotions and came through your door for what it's worth. I got to sing, I got to dance, I got to be a part of a great romance. Still forbidden, still outrageous. Only a few around us knew, but no one said a word, it was contagious. We looked out the windows, we watched the cars fly by. I look at you and I start to cry. What you did was, well, you saved my life. I won't forget it. You said even if I left my girlfriend, packed up my stuff and loaded up my car, drove down to your house with good intentions and came through your door. Said even if I left my girlfriend, packed up my stuff and loaded up my car, drove down to your house with good intentions and came through your door for what it's worth. For what it's worth. For what it's worth.
Stevie Nicks, For What It's Worth, from her solo album In Your Dreams, released in 2011. That very same year, Adele Laurie Blue Adkins released her second album called 21. Adele is a British singer-songwriter, and besides having such a powerful singing voice, Adele writes incredible songs. She co-writes almost every single song with a variety of producers and other musicians. We're going to be listening to a song, Catch Fire to the Rain, Set Fire to the Rain, co-written with Fraser J. Smith. Now, Adele was born on May the 5th, in 1988, and the very following year, Taylor Swift was born on December 13th, 1989. Taylor Swift released an album in 2014 called 1989. It was her fifth album. Taylor Swift was actually born in Reading, Pennsylvania. So we're going to listen to these women who are just a couple years apart. We'll start with Adele from her 21, and then we'll hear a song from Taylor Swift called Clean, as we draw towards the end of the songs by 10 powerful women. This is Adele.
I let it fall. to dust that covered my whole room. So I punched a hole in the roof. Let the flood carry away all my pictures of you. The water filled my lungs. I screamed so loud, but no one heard a thing. Rain came pouring down when I was drowning. That's when I could finally breathe. And by morning, gone was any trace of you. I think I am finally clean. I think I am finally clean.
Taylor Swift, finally clean. Taylor Swift and Adele, Lori Blue Atkins, are just born 1 year apart. And it's interesting because they're both dealing with, you know, how to leave it behind you. All those things you said, they were never true, never true. We're going to end our program with Chrissy Hynde. Chrissy Hynde is older than Adele or Taylor Swift. She was born in Ohio in 1951, and Chrissy Hynde has always been the Pretenders. Chrissy Hynde is such a strong woman, and she released at the very end of 2016 her newest album under the name of the Pretenders is called Alone, recorded in Nashville, Tennessee. And it's interesting to hear the perspective of leaving a romance behind, the different perspective of the women of these different ages. So let's hear Chrissy Hynde. This is the title track from Alone.
Let's just hit right in on that, on the one.
Check out the war zone. Check the listing, see what's good on.
Oh, there's one I've been wanting to see. Anyone here up for a movie? I am.
Nobody tells me I can. Nobody tells me I shan't.
say you're doing it wrong. I'm at my best, I'm where I belong. Alone. Yeah, I like it.
And the Greeks and the deadbeats. I'm taking my time sitting on park benches and all the glamour. It all starts down here. This is where the trends begin. Life's a canvas and I'm on it.
Nobody tells me I can't. Nobody tells me I shan't. No one to say
you're doing it wrong.
I'm at my best, I'm where I belong. Alone. I like it.
Go to the graveyard and hang out with you and have a smoke and practice my autograph. Then sit back and reread your epitaph. And it says, don't you laugh as you walk by, for as you are, so once was I, and as I am, so you shall be. Prepare for death and follow me. Alone. Yeah, I like that. I like being alone. Yeah, what are you gonna do about it?
Tells me I shan't. No one to say
you're doing it wrong.
I'm at my best, I'm where I belong. Alone.
Yeah, I like it. I like being alone. What are you gonna do about it?
I'm Kathy Geary. You've been listening to Now and Then. There's a good chance, there's a 50-50 chance, that you like the program about 10 strong women, because there's a 50-50 chance that you are a woman. And if you yourself are not a woman, then there's a really strong possibility that you like women. I hope you enjoyed today's program. Thank you so much for listening. Now and Then, support comes from the community and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com, and from the Western Supper Club and Inn in Callicoon, New York, dinner and cocktails from 4 to 10 p.m. Thursday through Sunday, westerncallicoon.com. Just a few seconds before 4 p.m., you're tuned to 90.